Blog Talk Radio.
They all come along like they all to Yahshua. They all come along like they all to Elohim. They all come along like they all to Yahshua, my Savior. Elohim, like Big Bruh. Come along.
Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. I am your host, Kofi Afudi, and you are listening to Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. We appreciative of you being on. I am Pastor Servant of Christ. We're always changing lives one mind at a time, but being a voice of the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. And we are here to make sure that we speak about quite a few things and a little bit of time, just give you a little bit of extra going into the new year. This is the last radio show that we're going to do in 2020. On NSF Radio, so we're excited. I'm thankful to be in front of you guys or listening or being listened to by you guys once again. And, you know, so many different things have happened, you know, this year. And we're going to talk about just kind of a little bit of year in review and talk about going into next year. Before we do that, though, just to remind everybody, if you're looking for us on different platforms, you know, if you're looking at things that we're doing on NSF Radio, please check out the Powerhouse Squad. It comes on Thursdays. Myself, Brother Alfred, and Brother Tone. That's every Thursday at 1:00 p.m. And we're excited to bring that show to you. Of course, there's King Cam who's on, who's bringing you the Midnight Oil on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10:00 p.m. until midnight, where you get music, motivation, and a whole lot more. He'll also give you a lot of information regarding, you know, African history. which is also great because a lot of us, we're kind of limited to just one thing in African history. We're limited to just a couple periods of time, but we don't think about things outside of Kemet. We don't think about Benin. We don't think about Zulu. We don't think about Shui. We don't think about, you know, so many different things, the Carthaginians, Moorish people, and check him out to be able to find out a bunch of stuff regarding that. Of course, Brother Tone is coming to you guys to talk about finances, and on Saturdays we even have a comedy hour that's done for you. If you're looking for anything having to do with Kofi Afforty stuff specifically, you can become a Patreon member. You can follow us on TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, Halanas, Instagram, Twitter, Clapper, even on YouTube. And, of course, you can Google us and find us on any of these platforms, on the search engines, on these apps, by simply just typing in hashtag find Kofi. That's FINDKOFI, find Kofi. And also, if you're trying to help us with anything we're doing, whether it's trying to get food going, whether it's trying to make sure that you are aware of the things that we do as far as education through SOC University or with the Kofi Afforty classes that are a branch off of that, if you're trying to help us with the coat drive, trying to help us to make sure that we feed people, trying to be able to get life coaching or marital coaching, whatever it is, you know, music lessons, language lessons. So we do all types of things that we're trying to do to help our community grow. I'm not sure if I mentioned this, but life coaching and marital coaching, if you're looking for that, just simply text us. If you call, that's fine, but I might not get it directly, but if you text, I'll always at least see what's going on, whether you're dealing with me personally or not. You can text us at 202-599-7312. Again, that's 202-599-7312. Last time, that's 202-599-7312. But we're on here, and we're at it again. And once again, we're just going to kind of talk about a year in review of things that we should go into for myself, for my family, for Servants of Christ, for anything affiliated with me, you know, and of course, personally. You know, like last year for many of us, it was the year of 2020 vision with 2020 manifestation. This year for me personally is just going to be the year of pursuit. And when people say, what are you pursuing? I'm pursuing the promises. You know, I'm pursuing the things that have been promised. There's so many things laid out. There's so many things that could easily be done and, you know, be reached. And now, of course, with a lot more information, a lot more help from you guys in the community, a lot more things to be able to see and to think about and to know what's going on and to have more, you know, to even have more, you know, just basically have more competence and confidence coming together. You know, many of us, we have competence, but we don't have the confidence in what we do. Some of us have confidence, but we don't have the competence in what we do. But when all these things are laid out together and we've worked hard, we've had a lot of things become materialized, and things at this point are right where they need to be. At this point, you know, it's not on us, or it's not on anybody else as much as it is on us when we have these things at our fingertips. Now the question is, will you pursue what's at your fingertips? You know, we have these things on the tip of our tongues, you know. Now it's on you to pursue the language, you know, or get past whatever, so to speak, that might be in front of you, you know. We have things that have been laid out for us spiritually, but now it's on us, you know. Are we doing the things spiritually that need to make things manifest, et cetera, et cetera. So for me, you know, it's the year of pursuit. And I just wanted to kind of remind people to whatever you're going to make this year about, you know, whether you're going to follow us in the year of pursuit, pursuing the promises, whatever you're going to call this year, or make, you know, whatever New Year's resolutions, you know, we always come up with resolutions that have been about two, three weeks in, we've kind of forgotten or at least forsaken the things that we said we were going to be resolute in, the things we said we were going to put our resolve towards and live inside of. We kind of let them go. But, you know, I found in 2020, the interesting thing for me was that we had all these things that we would talk about and say, we were going to do this, we were going to do that, we were going to make these things work. And then once we ran into some stuff that we didn't see coming, we decided to kind of give up on 2020 vision. And therefore, a lot of us didn't see a lot of 2020 manifestation. And I always find it interesting that in the midst of a lot of things that have gone differently for my family, like everybody else's, we came into multiple streams of income. Are we making as much as what we were making before? No, but the things that we make now, they're passive income, which means that actually we're making more money than what we would think, you know, going back to even like a Church of Smyrna type of mindset, you know, where, you know, we say that we're poor, but we really are rich. You know, we have multiple places we can go. We have multiple people we can depend on. My wife has been able to do beautiful things with the Changing Lives Initiative.org, which has now become its own, you know, living, breathing entity to be able to help our community in ways that a lot of people maybe could have and should have done, or maybe we should have and could have done. But we took things we've already been doing for years and took it to the next level. we've grown, our family has grown, the mindset has grown, our education has grown, our confidence in self has grown, our interdependence has grown. We talked about that for those who were on TikTok Live and with us the other night. You know, our interdependence has grown, being able to depend on one another and know that we need to depend on one another and need to be dependable for one another. That has grown. And I just kind of wanted to talk about that mindset because we're going into 2021. And going into 2021, whatever you're pursuing, don't end up letting the pursuit stop just because of something, right? Like, I could not have even imagined, and just even in having to restart the Kofi Afuti brand even because of, you know, shadow banning and things like that, and still be able to get pretty much to the same position and have way more influence, and even have our sphere of influence grow. Those are things that happen even in having to restart or having to renew, rebrand, whatever it is. Things are still where they need to be and further than what I could have seen simply because of us holding on to 2020 manifestation, you know, and us doing it together, us doing it as a family, us doing it as a community now is something that was always the vision and the goal. And a lot of times we just kind of stop, we give up on certain things and we just go, oh, you know, well, you know, that's good enough. That's all we needed to do. Or up, you know, here comes coronavirus. Well, coronavirus is something. Everybody's telling us you have to do it like this. Everybody's telling you you don't have money. Everybody's telling you you can't do this. You can't go here. You can't be outside. And you start realizing that we could still go to some of the same places we were going. We could still go to arboretums. We can still go to topiary gardens. We could still go to national parks. We could still grow food. We can still be healthy. We could still exercise. We can still study to show ourselves approved. And the question starts becoming really, you know, what is the limitation again? Because we live in this world where people tell us, you know, they tell us all the time that you live without limits, right? Live your life without limits and all these great sayings that are out there. But then people live lives of limitations. You have to start thinking to yourself systemically and even systematically, what has been put upon us? And what if we decided to allow it to rest upon our shoulders? And that keeps us in the same place. Even though we have these great sayings, we think of these things in a great manner. We have a great setup. We have these things that, like I was saying, at our fingertips. And yet for some reason, the things that are touching our fingertips are not being received. And, you know, it's interesting how the Holy Spirit works to be able to bring things to your remembrance. But even in speaking about this, I remember growing up and playing football and being a wide receiver. And my father, and I still have this in my mindset today, like if you were to throw a football to me or something like that, you know, I still consider myself to have great hands as far as I can catch a football. And it was because of a mindset my father gave to me. He said, whenever the football touches your hands, he said, if they touch your hands, you should be able to catch it. And that was something that always stuck with me. There was no excuse, even though I'm not perfect in that regard, right? But my mindset was always, if you throw the ball up in the air, and if somehow, some way my hand is able to get on the football, even if, you know, it's a bad throw by the quarterback, even if I'm covered by two or three defenders, if you throw it up, especially I'm 6'5½", right? You throw that ball in the air, there should be no way that if I can touch it, that I'm not coming down with it and possibly scoring a touchdown, right? That's my mindset. Even to this day, you know, even if I'm playing with somebody younger than me, if I'm playing with a professional athlete, if you throw that ball in my direction, right, all you got to do is give me a chance. I should come down with it because when that ball goes in the air, the mindset is once it leaves the quarterback's hands, it's my ball, right? It's mine. Like, nobody else should be able to take this away from me. And if it's not caught, you definitely shouldn't intercept it. If anything else, I'm going to make sure that nobody, if anybody gets it, it's either going to be me or it's just going to fall to the ground, right? But, you know, really my mindset is it shouldn't even be an incompletion. It shouldn't be intercepted. It shouldn't be taken away. It shouldn't be, you know, taken outside of thinking that's within my control. And so a lot of us, we kind of did that. We do that in a lot of places. We did that even last year, a lot of us, where you know, certain things happened and we just agreed with everybody that, oh, I guess we just can't do these things. Even with COVID-19, I bring this up with a lot of people. It's called COVID-19, right? It was literally something that started in 2019. We said all this stuff about vision and what we were going to do for 2020, and yet we decided to put 2020 on hold, a lot of us, because we decided that we weren't going to get things done in 2020 because of something that started in 2019. You know, even think about that mindset, you know, and a lot of times that's what happens every year. Forget 2020. Think about your 2015. Think about your 2010. Think about 2021. and how you can get a lot of things done or could have gotten a lot of things done if you hadn't just said, well, I'm going to go back into the mindset of the year before. I'm going to go back into the mindset of the 30, 40, 50, 60, however long you've been living years that came before it. I'm just going to allow the things of the past to determine what's going on presently or even what's going to happen for me in my future. And that's a mindset that we as a people, especially those of us, whether we believe we're the people of Yah, we believe we're the people as far as the black diaspora, we believe as far as us being human beings, whatever your thought process is, we oftentimes drop the ball on things that we can complete and create. And, you know, my wife and I, we were even brainstorming this morning, had great conversation because we were specifically talking about things that we're going to do this year that I could have possibly done last year, even with stuff happening, but because I didn't have, like I said, the competence or the confidence married to, you know, or both of them even married together in certain things that should have happened and I tried to make happen, they fell through. But now, you know, we've done things where we're not looking at the numbers. We're not looking at what's going to happen financially because we're just trusting that things will happen and take place. And now people are helping us in ways that they never did before. And now we're looking at making financial, you know, success or having financial success and making financial gain that we didn't make last year in the same opportunities and when they came about, simply because simple things as far as like we're not focusing on the numbers. We're not focusing on how many people are going to be with us. We're not focusing on who is going to give us what. We're not focusing on how many people have to agree with us. We're not focusing on all those things. We're focusing on the fact that we feel a need. And her and I, we come together, we feel a need that, that people need. You know, people are coming to us and asking us questions and willing to support us and willing to take classes and willing to do things on levels that, had you asked me in 2019, would I even, you know, in 2019, I was a teacher, but would I have thought that I would have been teaching people all over the world and people would have been donating to us and we'd be able to make sure we're still feeding people in other countries and our bills are still taken care of by the grace of the Most High? You know, would I have seen it on this level? And now what's about to happen in 2021 as far as the books, you know, coming out, some even redistributions of the same material. Some of them are going to be the same material plus more information given, you know, kind of having version 2.0 of these things. These are things that I didn't see, but they were part of the vision. They had to be part of the manifestation, right? Your vision is what you see from afar off. Your purpose is what you try to make manifest daily, right? Is daily manifestation to get to that vision. And then, you know, and then the value that we put on it. So now things are happening that have to happen. You can't have a vision that's worldwide and yet we're not doing things that are reaching people worldwide. You can't have a vision in which people are going to bless you so that you can bless others and not be blessed by other people, right? And even accepting those things, that's something that for the longest time, you know, we as a people, especially we as a people who get into the whole spiritual thing, the church experience, all that stuff, we're taught for whatever reason that we're not supposed to be blessed, however we're supposed to bless other people. And it's a weird concept because people would say, no, you know, church says you're always supposed to be blessed. Well, think about it. If I've had people come into churches and stuff before I've worked with, or people that come into organizations I've worked with, and let's say you're playing music and the church wants to pay you for your service. You'll have people being like, oh, well, if you were really a servant of God, I've heard people say this before, right? If you're really a servant of God, or if you're really a preacher, if you're really this, then, you know, you would just do it for free. And it's like, well, yeah, we do it for free all the time. But if somebody wants to bless me, why should I not take that blessing? But that's the mindset that people have is you should be a blessing to everybody else, but not receive a blessing yourself. You know, but in 2021, that's not part of pursuing. And by the way, that doesn't even biblically make sense, right? Like Levites didn't even have jobs. They weren't allowed to work in the field. They had a work that they did. Their work was to make sure that they did stuff in the ministry, right? So they had a work, but they didn't have a job per se, right? They weren't getting, they had their houses were taken care of. Their food was taken care of. Their children were taken care of. Matter of fact, the woman who had the pot, you know, had nothing in her house except that for the pot of oil, right? If you know the customs and traditions behind it that go with it, she asked the prophet a specific question. She says, you know, my husband is dead. She's like, goes to the prophet, look, my husband's dead. And basically she's saying, what are you going to do about it? And he says to her, basically, when you read it, he basically says, what do you want me to do about it? And what they're really having a conversation about is the what happened is her husband was a Levite. So everything was taken care of for their family because he was around. He was alive and he was taking care of things. Now he's dead, and so she's got all this debt because nobody's helping them out with their day-to-day responsibilities. So she's got to a point where she's going to have to have her children, her two boys, go into indentured servitude. And she's like, things are getting out of control. I mean, even though they didn't do slavery, but indentured servitude, still, she would prefer her children not be in indentured servitude for years and then finally be able to come back home. So she's like, what you going to do to help me? And he's basically like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, in other words, Yah is taking care of you. Why are you not believing he's going to be able to take care of you? What has happened just because your husband has died? Right? Like, these are things that we're not thinking about. So he literally says to her, what do you have in your house? And she says, I don't have anything of value, not even thinking she's of value. She's not even thinking she's about to have her son go into indentured servitude. That's of value. She's not thinking about all these things that are already there, but she just puts herself on a monetary thing only. She just says, well, I got oil. You know, people will pay for oil. And so he says, okay, bring it to me. And literally doesn't do anything more than just bless it and allow and then say, okay, just keep pouring the oil into other in anything you have oil to put into. Or, I'm sorry, put it into, you know, keep pouring it out, and when, and it, you'll be taken care of. And she even limits her own blessing, right? She pours it into other pots of oil, but, you know, she could have poured it into anything. She could have poured it into cups. She could have poured it into, you know, she had anything in there that could have been poured into. She could have poured it into there, but she pours it into the other vats of oil or vats that are empty, and then she says, okay, I don't have any more vats. And then the prophet just says, okay, take what you already had, take what you could have pursued, right, and then just pour it. Or just live off of that for the rest of your life. And that's really what we should be looking at. What do we have within ourselves, within our community, within our people? You know, what do we already have that we can give to others? And, you know, what is it that we have that we can pour into others? What we have in us is something that can keep pouring out of us. We can keep pouring it out and pouring it out. We have to make sure we take time to recharge and to refill, of course. But, you know, we can continue to take what's in us and pour it into and put our pour ourselves into a position to where we're good for the rest of our lives. At that point, you know, hopefully she learned the lesson, because really she could have probably had another experience where she poured some more oil. It's all coming from the same source. But at the end of the day, even if she poured nothing else out, she already had enough value in just pouring out for a day. She already get given out in a day enough to last her for the rest of her life. And think about it. It was limited. It was a limited vision. Her vision was, I need to be able to take care of my house and my bills. So, okay, that's all you have? That's all you're thinking? That's all you want? Okay. Well, we'll pour it out on the day. We'll take care of it. To where the idea, the concept, the set, the precepts, the abilities, the love, et cetera, you know, pour that out and give a day's worth. That day's worth can take care of you. You know, and so as we get ready to go into 2021 and you're pursuing whatever you're pursuing, you know, think about what you can pour out. Remind yourself that there's not one thing in your life. You know, when people go into, I got to survive and survival mode and all these different things, remember, there's not one thing in your life that you haven't survived, or else you wouldn't be listening to me right now. You know, we often forget that. Oh, how am I going to make it through? How have you made it through every time? Did you know how you're going to make it through before? When you were single before and you had to do it on your own, did you know how you were going to make it before? When you were quote-unquote poor, even though you were really rich the whole time, but when you were poor, did you know how you were going to make it before? When you were hungry and you didn't know how you were going to feed yourself, let alone your family, did you know how you were going to make it before? And yet here you are. You have a 100% survival rate. You have a 100% survival rate. There's never been one situation, no matter how big, small. I've been in the street. I've had people put me in prison over stuff I didn't do. I've had things where I've messed things up on my own, you know, being honest, taking accountability, right? But there's been nothing that I have ever done or gone through or somebody has done to me that I have not survived. And the same thing goes for you. Therefore, if we have a 100% survival rate and we have not had anything that has taken our lives or frustrated us to a point to where we have, quote-unquote, lost our minds, then why should we think so? Why should we think so today? And why should we go on from this point thinking that that's something that will happen to us? So take that with you today. That's pretty much all I have. Looks like we're going to go. Somebody that's listening, don't know if they have anything that they'd like to say, but we got a 2-2 number on here, so somebody would like to come in and speak and let us know or if they have anything to add. 202 number, you're on Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. If you have anything you'd like to talk about or add, if not, feel free to not do so as well. Uh, Okay, once again, you got 202 number on here. If you'd like to be able to speak, if you have anything you want to add, you're on Kofi Speaks on NSF Radio. If not, we thank you for listening in, and we appreciate it. All right, so thank you guys for listening. We really don't have much to add on at this point. So once again, thank you so much. We appreciate you guys. I appreciate the King and Queen and each and every one of you. Please take time out to go into 2021, whatever you're pursuing. Pursue it, you know, pursue it 100%, pursue it as if your life or as if somebody else's life depended upon it, right? Pursue it as if you don't make sure that, you know, pursue it as if the curses that you've gone through that you want to make sure that they're not visited four generations down the line. Pursue it as if you're great and the world needs your greatness. Pursue it as if your DNA is something that nobody else has, therefore the DNA imprint that you will leave upon this planet will be something that nobody else can leave. Pursue it as if not only that you are great, but greatness has not only been upon you, but it's within you and that it's waiting to be poured out of you. Pursue it as if what you do makes the world a better place. And think about yourself as being valuable, right? And even when you want to talk about value, as we get ready to close out, if you want to know what is valuable to you or what is valuable, start thinking about what you would, if you would trade something for that thing. You know, when we talk about money, how valuable is money, right? Would you trade money for land? If so, land is more valuable than money, right? Would you trade, money for health? Because if you would, then health is more important than money, right? Start to value things based on it. Would you trade your relationship for God for anything? Because if you would, about what is your value of God? You know, these are things that we have before us and ways that we can think. So please take time out to do this. Take time out to love yourself. Take time to love others. Take time out to love the process. Don't just want the results of the process, but to love the process and to honor the process. Also, too, take time out to become a disruptor. See, your calling should be something that's a disruptor. It should disrupt your life. We talk about the disruptor as far as the iPhone, disruptor as far as the computer, the disruptor as far as cryptocurrency. However, I want you to take time out to make sure that you yourself become a disruptor. You should disrupt the system. If you're in a system that's not doing you any good, that's doing others evil, that's messing you up, that's causing frustration and things in your life, then take time out to become a disruptor or to use something that your calling is to be a disruptor. The Bible says that 12 people were used to be able to turn the world upside down. And if 12 people can turn the world upside down, surely one person can turn the community upside down. Surely one person can turn their finances around. Surely one person can be able to grow and to love themselves. And thank you guys for listening. As always, this is Pastor Kofi, a.k.a. the Shadow Band One, Pastor Servant of Christ. We're always changing lives one mind at a time by being a voice of the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. Take time out to check out King Cam on Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 p.m. to 12 midnight. Take time out to listen to Kofi Speaks every Wednesday at 11 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time. These are all Eastern Time, by the way. Take time out to listen to the Powerhouse Squad every Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Take time out to listen to the comedy special, Comedy Hour. Take time out to listen to the Financial Hour. We appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening in. As always, if you're looking for anything that we're doing Kofi or 40-wise, check it out. Type in hashtag find Kofi in any search engine for any of these apps or even on Google. And make sure you check out the Kofi or 40 podcast. You can find the Kofi or 40 podcast on Podbean, Spotify. Let me try it again. Podbean, which is P-O-D-B-E-A-N, Spotify, or Google Play. And, of course, you can text us once again at 202-599-7312. And, of course, if you would like to get to us through NSF Radio and through the show, whether it's donating, find out more about nsfatherhood.org, which stands for N as in National, S as in Saving Fatherhood, nsfatherhood.org. Feel free to look that stuff up as well and email me. You can email us at the show at kofispeaks@nsfradio. That's KOFISPEAKS at NSFRADIO. I'm sorry, NSFatherhood, excuse me. So that's KOFISPEAKS at NSFATHERHOOD.org. Thank you guys so much. And I appreciate the conversation. As always, remember that you are loved, you are necessary, you are majestic, you are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you, which is all of us working together, we will be the reason why this world changes for the better. Shalom.
Come along like Eeyah to Yeshua, my Savior.